What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve. Guys, thank you for playing the play button. Thank you for downloading the episode. I appreciate it. We are growing this podcast together as a unit, and I'm in love with it. I'm glad you guys enjoy listening to my me talk on these podcasts. Never would I have thought, you know, people would want to hear me talk, but you guys have. And I got some really good feedback on the last two episodes. Episode 60 was expectations, and episode 61 was meeting my sister's boyfriend. That one got a lot of hits as well. So, you know, we're going to keep pushing, and I thank you guys for tuning in every week. I'm going to keep trying to be as consistent as I can, to be quite honest. I got some things working, so hopefully I have some really cool episodes coming up that I think you guys will like. Guys, the song you guys just listened to was Real Friends from Pretty Much. That's the group name or the artist name. Not sure if it's a group or one person, but Pretty Much is, you know, the people who put out Real Friends, the song that you just heard. And I like that song because it was upbeat, and I like that song because it's straight up, it's all about this episode. It's what this episode's all about real friends. And this episode's about reconnecting with your real friends that you've disconnected from. You know what I'm like, that you haven't seen or talked to in months or years, and you didn't mean to disconnect, but life took a turn and you guys went separate ways and you guys never got to reconnect again. And I just want to share my experience about how I reconnected with some friends in the last month or two, because things have changed in my life. And I just want to, you know, motivate everyone else to go and reconnect with their old friends or their real friends, because you'll be lucky just to get one real friend in this lifetime, let alone, you know, if you get two, three, or four, you're just straight blessed. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to ask you guys to really listen to what I'm saying and try to reconnect to those people. You know what I'm saying? Like those friends that you truly love, enjoy having around, that make you happy. Those are the friends you want in your life. You know what I'm saying? So let's get right into the episode. Episode 62, reconnecting. All right, guys, again, thank you for tuning into the episode. Right away, you know what the title is of this connecting with the ones you love. This one came up because me and Kat were going over like what my next ideas were for the podcast and whatever, and I remember this one. I was like, oh, I should really talk about this right here, and then I forgot it, and she asked me what it was, and I remember being like, damn, I forgot. And it, like, it literally hit me this morning. I was like, oh, there it is, I remember now. But this one's a special one because I truly believe in connecting with the ones that you love. You know what I'm saying? That's something that as humans, we have forgotten to do. You know what I'm saying? We're so busy with work and we're so busy with our daily lives that we forget to connect with the ones that we love. And it's nobody's fault. You know what I'm saying? We're humans. You know what I'm saying? Once our plate starts to get full, we forget to step away from the table and, you know, and try to, you know, breathe in the fresh air. We forget to relax. You know, we're always on the move. We're always going to the next thing. That's just how we're built. You know what I'm saying? There's people like me. I wish there was more than 24 hours in a day. You know what I'm saying? To get more things done. So I don't know if you guys knew anything, but like, so a couple, almost a month ago, I got let go by my job. It's a sucky situation, but it is what it is. So right away, I didn't know what to do. I was like, you know, everybody was like, just go on unemployment, you know what I'm saying? And then just look for something, you know. And there are people are like, look, if anything, you'll make more in unemployment than you would as if you're working. That is quite true, no lie. Like I looked at how much they were, after I signed up or anything, I put my claims in, how much they would give me and all that, I'm actually making more on unemployment, which is bananas. I'm grateful, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's crazy. Like, that's like, wow. Like, I was actually working 40 hours a week and sometimes more, and I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting paid as if I did 2 days of overtime. So like, on top of that, 40 hours. So things are going well, you know what I mean? The only thing I was talking to Kat about is like, just staying patient, you know what I'm saying? I think, because it's like, oh, you just have to wait till the money comes in. And it's like, wow, like, what? I have to wait? Like, I've never had to wait it for anything. Like, I remember being a kid and thinking, like, if I just wait, good things will happen. And I remember my mom and my uncle, my late uncle, who passed away like a year ago, he used to be like, don't wait for anything. Just go out and go get it. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody's going to give you anything. Nothing's ever going to fall on your lap, type situation. And I remember that. And now here I am in a different situation where, like, everyone's like, oh, just be patient and the money's going to come in. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm at a stage for the first time in my life where I'm not doing anything. I'm literally like I'm just working out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really like, I'm like, I have nothing. Like, I have nowhere to go. Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just wait. It's different. It's different. And now I know how it was for a lot of you guys who went through the pandemic and stuff like that, because it was just like, it's like kind of the same thing. And I thought, like, look, guys, like, you guys should be happy. You guys should be sitting home doing nothing. But in reality, that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? So, because after a week and a half, it kind of gets, I don't want to say boring, but it definitely gets a little stale. Like, oh, okay, what's next? The one thing that got me through it for a lot of the times, believe it or not, and this is why I made this episode of the podcast, is so some of my friends who were, they weren't let go. They were like on that furlough thing where they were staying home for a month. Because they were living with family who, you know, that was a little older and they didn't want to get sick or anything. So they were getting paid by their jobs, but to stay home. So I was able to link up with a couple of them. And they were like, oh, like, hop on Call of Duty. We'll play some Call of Duty. And, you know, me, I like Call of Duty. It's all right. It's a nice time. It's some time to kill some time. The one thing that Call of Duty did for me through this whole thing, since like I was let go, I was able to reconnect with old friends, and that's something that I'm glad I was able to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we all had the same game, and because of Call of Duty having crossplay, meaning if you have a computer, if you're playing the game on a computer, or if you're playing the game on a different console, we can still play together. We can still communicate and whatever. And I'm glad that happened, because I communicated with so many guys that I haven't talked to in years. And when I mean years, I don't mean like a year. I mean like 2 years, 3 years, where I have not had any contact. Like, I've maybe seen some of their posts on Instagram. I've maybe liked them on their posts and stuff. Like, maybe we message here and there, but like nothing, like we haven't spoken. We haven't seen each other face to face. And I was thinking like, wow, that's really sad. And that's sad, but at the time as I'm talking to them and playing with them, we're having fun. And it's not even about playing Call of Duty. It was just about reconnecting and, you know, and talking about some of the old things, the things that we're going through now. Like, it was fun to reconnect, you know what I'm saying? And also, I've had friends who, they weren't on talking terms for like a year, maybe a year and a half. And now they're reconnected, and you know, and they were playing Call of Duty together, and they were talking together, and it was nice to see that, because these are friends that I both like. They're both my brothers, and like, I want to see them be successful in life, but I didn't like that they weren't talking to each other, because it was one of those situations where, like, even though they weren't on talking terms, they would always ask about each other when I was hanging out with the other one. So if I was hanging out with one friend, you were like, how's everything, blah, blah, and he say, well, how's so-and-so? And I'd be like, oh, he's good, blah, blah, blah. You should call him. Oh, no, I can't call him. You know what I'm saying? We're not all talking terms. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe one day we'll reconnect or something like that. And it was sad. You know what I'm saying? Because these aren't, if this was a friendship that was 6 months, maybe a year in the making, then okay. Then look, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But you have to understand, most of the friends that I have around me are from high school. And I don't mean high school as if we were just acquaintances, like, oh, we're just going to hang out. Like, I just seen you in class at high school. Oh, I just saw you in class and we talked a little bit. No. These are my brothers. You know what I'm saying? These are the guys that that I truly enjoy being around. You know what I'm saying? Like, these aren't acquaintances. These are real people that I enjoy. These are the guys that, you know, there's friends in high school where you go like, hey, like, can I get a piece of gum? No. Oh, hey, like, I like your new shoes. Cool. Hey, you think I can sit next to you at lunch today? All right, yeah, cool. You know what I'm saying? That's those type of friends. And then there's the type of friends where like, oh, you got kicked out of your house? All right, you can come live with me until we figure something out. Or until things get better at your place and whatever. Oh, you didn't eat today? Oh, come over to my crib. We got dinner. We'll you know, you got enough? Maybe not, but we'll make enough. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, my mom used to always say in Spanish, I'm gonna say it in Spanish, a saying in Spanish, and I'll translate it in English. She said, "Donde come do, comen tres." So wherever there's enough food for two, you can make enough room for a third person. You know what I'm saying? You can stretch the food out to feed a third person. And that's how the mindset. That's how all the mindset with the guys that from high school who I truly saw as, you know, friends and brothers, like, you know what I'm saying? That was the camaraderie between us, where I got a little tongue tied there. My brain be going faster than my mouth. So, but that's the type of relationship that I'm talking about, where it was like, I'm looking out for you because I know you would look out for me type situation. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter what the situation is, I got you. You know what I'm saying? You got kicked out, you got a place to stay. You need food, there's a plate for you at the crib. You know what I'm saying? And it was vice versa. I've been to friends' house and they make sure that I ate and stuff like that, and I appreciate that. So coming out now, having those relationships, that's almost 10 years in the making. You know what I'm saying? The last thing you want to do is get rid of a friendship. 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like we hung out in high school and then we lost each other afterwards. A good portion of us still hung out after high school. We still stayed in touch. We still went out. We still communicated. It's only recently that, you know, as time goes on, which we know was going to happen. We know we all have our lives and we all know that, you know, there's going to be times we're not going to connect as much as we were doing in the past. But as long as we have that connection that can still call you and text you and talk to you, like, and as if nothing's changed, or there wasn't that long pause in our relationship, that's great. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, having the ability to not talk to somebody for almost 3 years, and then when you talk to them, you guys start conversating as if those 3 years never happened. Like we're picking up just after we just met up 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. That's the type of love and reconnection and relationships that I love and I want people to have. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff that I want to see. That's why I say reconnect with the ones that you love. And this is how you know. And let's get this on straight. Not everybody is going to be on this relationship status level. There's some people in this world that don't deserve to be on that pedestal of people that you love or you should reconnect with. This is how you should know you should reconnect with this person. And I mean this. If you ever, right? If you go, let's do this right now. Do this right now. Pull out your phone. We're about to do this right now. Pull out your phone. I'll give you a minute. You're probably listening to me on your phone, but pull out your phone and go to your contact list. You know what I'm saying? Not your recent calls, your contact list. I'll give you a second. You let me know. Well, you can't let me know. I'll let you know. All right. So now that you got your phone out and you're on your contact list, you know what I'm saying? I hope you guys are doing this with me. I want you to go down your contact list, right? Go down all those names and find the ones that made you feel safe to either A, contact them, B, be around them, or just made you feel safe just when you were hanging out, Like, you were in a safe zone. Like, they wouldn't betray. Like, you can be free with them. You can talk about your emotions. You can talk about your anger. You could talk about anything you want to talk about. And it was a safe zone because you knew the moment you guys separated, you wouldn't have to worry about somebody else telling your business out or stabbing you in the back. You know what I'm saying? Those people, the ones that you remember just cracking up and laughing for no reason at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, just y'all went out to Wawa, get some snacks, and y'all in the car and y'all just cracking up, busting out laughing for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the people you want to reconnect with. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to make your life happy in the future and in the present. You know what I'm saying? It's reconnecting with those people. Don't, for some reason, we have this tendency to, we block away the people that we love and we feel safe with. And we find ourselves trying to impress and become friends with people who don't care anything about us. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why that is. Rather than swimming with the fishes, we decide that we're going to swim with the sharks. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until I started playing and I started reconnecting with some of my old friends that I love that I, oh man, I've missed out on so much. I found out that a friend of mine got married and moved to Florida. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? You got married and moved to Florida? I still thought you was in Philly. Like, that's how much no communication we had. You know? Like, and that's sad. You know what I'm saying? A friend of mine who, you know, I love, I don't know if he had a wedding. I don't know if it was just like on paper. They went to the courthouse and just got, I don't know what, like, that's a problem. It's a problem that I don't know how they got married. Did they get engaged first and then plan the wedding? Did they just go to the courthouse and get married? Did they have a big wedding? Was I not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that sucks. And we shouldn't be going through that. So make sure you reconnect with those, with that person that you're looking through on your phone right now. You're still looking through your contacts and you're going, damn, I definitely felt safe with him. I definitely felt safe with her. You know what I'm saying? Those are the people you need to reconnect with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you have to try to make it as the relationship was before where you guys were hanging out all the time. No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is at least reconnect. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't take that much to send out an olive branch of friendship and be like, hey, I'm here. I know we haven't talked in a minute, but I'm still here. In case, you know what I'm saying? I hope you're doing well. I hope everything's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of stuff is what we want out of our relationship that's going to make us happy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks that the thing you need mostly in life to be happy is money. It's like, no, like, money's good. Don't get me wrong. It's you need it, but it's not going to bring you happiness. Happiness comes from the people that make you feel good, who don't judge you, who encourage you. You know what I'm saying? Who make you feel safe when you don't feel safe. You know what I'm saying? Those are the people you want to reconnect with. The people that were there for you before you guys disconnected. You know what I'm saying? You want to let that person know, like, hey, I didn't forget about you. All those times that we talked for hours about our futures and our emotions and the things that we were going through. And I was your ear to listen, and you were my ear to listen, and you gave me encouragement and advice. I want you to know that that didn't come in vain. Like, I didn't forget about that. I didn't forget about you. You want to do the opposite. You want to say, I remember that, and I thank you for that, and I want to reconnect. I haven't talked to you in 6 months. I haven't talked to you in a year. Hell, I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks. Where you been at? You know what I'm saying? Let them know that they mean something to you in your life. And don't get me wrong, a lot of times we try to make sure we don't let anybody know that they mean something to our life, because there's been so many backstabs that we've been through where people are like, oh, she needs me, or he needs me, or he wants me in his life, or she wants me in her life, that we think that we're giving them power. No, you're not giving them any power. What you're doing is saying, hey, I'm giving you a privileged spot in my life to say, hey, I will like you in my life because being around you makes me feel good and happy. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to do. It's a privilege to be a part of this. And I'm giving you the keys and hope that you don't take advantage of that privilege, because I trust you enough that you wouldn't take advantage of my kindness. You wouldn't take advantage of my trust or my loyalty. So because of that, you're in this spot. So you're not giving them power over your life or anything like that. You're doing the opposite. You're saying, hey, here's, I'm opening a door for you. Don't bring in your muddy shoes, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, take them off before you come in type situation. As long as they respect and loyalty and whatever. And if, and look, if someone does decide that they're going to misuse your trust and not be loyal, hey, there's nothing wrong with being like, okay, well, look, you're cut off. It doesn't mean that they had power over you and they treated and they made you look stupid. No. You had an opportunity to be in my circle that I let you be in. I let you be in my circle. Well, not because you screwed up and you did something that I can't fuck with you for anymore. Well, now you are no longer in my circle. You are now cut from the circle. If I see you, I'll give you a hello, but that's it. You know what I'm saying? But if the people you're going through the contact list have not done that, they have not misused your trust and they haven't been unloyal to you and they've always been there, give them a call. Shoot them a text. Just say, hey, how you doing? I miss you. You know what I'm saying? Who does not enjoy a text getting sent to them being, I miss you? You know what I'm saying? And that goes for guys and girls. Guys can send it to girls. Girls can send it to guys. But girls can send it to girls. And guys can send it to guys. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with some bro love. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I miss you. I haven't seen you in so long. One of these days, we got to link up. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a pandemic going around. But hey, let's not let that stop us. And to keep us away from each other, let's do the opposite. Let's reconnect and link up, because now there's a little bit more free time in between, because people who are unemployed and losing their job and stuff like that. Let's use the pandemic to reconnect. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can say a lot of things about the pandemic and COVID and whatever, but the one thing I would say, that it definitely gives you an opportunity to reconnect. Especially if you live in a house with your family. If you guys were stuck in your house with your family for the last 3 months, like, you guys reconnected. No matter what you did, no matter how you liked it or not, you were going to be stuck in that house with your family or your friends or your roommates whoever you're with, and you're able to reconnect with them. And it should open up your eyes to be like, damn, I should really reconnect with the ones that I love, that I haven't seen in a long time. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, before we get done with this, I'm not just talking about friends. No. I'm talking about cousins, brothers, sisters, uncles, mom, dad, you know, the whole nine yards, grandmom, grandpa. Make sure you reach out to them. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they're family. You know what I'm saying? I know I did the podcast like a month ago saying, you know, if does blood make you family? It doesn't. But if you are blood, and you've shown me loyalty, and you are my family because we established that relationship, make sure you contact them too. Contact those cousins that you haven't talked to in the last 2 months. Contact that cousin you or sister or brother you haven't talked to in a year, 2 years, 3 years. Contact them. Simple text. It's literally, you text all day. Do you understand that? You text all day. You text and you call. You're on Instagram. You're on Snapchat. You're on TikTok. You're typing all day. It takes literally 5 seconds to pull up their contact, click it, and go on the thing, go, hey, how's it going? I miss you. Hey, hope everything's going well. You know what I'm saying? Shoot me a text back when you can. Is it simple? It takes 5-10 seconds. 10 seconds at the most. And that little text, that little bit of effort means so much to the other person, because they're like, damn, I really haven't talked to you in 6 months, but I'm glad you reached out, because I've wanted to reach out, but I just haven't had the time. I'm glad you were able to reach out because now we can reconnect. You know what I'm saying? Someone has to extend the olive branch of friendship. You know what I'm saying? Someone has to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it doesn't make you weak to be the first one to extend that olive branch. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't mean that your life is going so bad that you got to reconnect with somebody from the past. No. It just means that you finally had time and you realized, like, damn, it doesn't take that much time to extend an olive branch out to my friend or my cousin or my sister or my brother or my mom or my grandma. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. It just takes literally a text message, maybe a phone call, maybe you DM them on Instagram, Snapchat. Maybe you send them a TikTok, a funny TikTok where the TikTok reminds you of you and that friend, or that you and that person doing something funny, like, oh, that was us a couple of years ago. You know what I mean? It's as simple as that. It literally takes the minimum effort, and I think that's the beautiful thing, that you don't have to do. The ones that love you and you love as well, you won't have to do anything big. You want to be like, hey, come out and I'll buy you food and drink. You don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to do that. A simple text will suffice. You know what I'm saying? It will suffice. Hey, let's hang out. Hey, how's everything going? That means so much to the other person that they're going to reply and go, everything's good. And they go, you guys are going to talk, and it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? But guys, that's my time. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. I hope you guys really do reach out to the ones that you love. Either if it's blood related or if it's not blood related, contact them. If they ever made you feel safe, let them know, hey, how's everything going? I miss you. I love you. Simple as that. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you feel like you need somebody in your life. No, you're doing the opposite. You're trying to get away from all the negative things in your life and trying to bring in all the positive things. But we always say that, but we never do it. It takes more effort. It takes more effort to bring in negative energy into your life than it is to bring positive energy. And I just explained it to you. To bring that positive energy into your life, all you have to do is send a text or a DM. You know what I'm saying? To get all that negative energy, it's so much work to get all that negative energy into your life. But it's so easy to just remove it and bring in that positive energy. But that's just what I think. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, thank you for listening. I truly appreciate you guys. You guys stay safe. I'm out.